talking to Ruth Sweetman. Ruth, we're going to be talking about your grandfather, but also your father, who obviously must have been a very knowledgeable, interesting man himself, because your father's name was, official name was Richard, but he was always known as Mac.
Yes, he was called Richard. He was, in fact, christened Richard McElliston O'Rahilly. McElliston was the surname of my great-grandmother.
Oh, yes, of course.
Or maybe it was the great-great-grandmother, but McElliston came in that way.
Yeah.
And because there was another Richard in the family, Richard Humphreys, my father was called Mac, and the other Richard was called Dick.
Oh, I see.
And Dick subsequently fought with my grandfather in 1916.
And yes, and so your father was born in 1903.
Yes.
So he would be the eldest in the O'Rahilly
He was the
children.
Surviving eldest, because there had been a boy born in 1900, I think it was, and he died in 1903, a month exactly before my father was born.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah.
And what can you tell me, did your dad talk to you at all about his father?
No. Little or nothing. Which was, you know, I always wonder why he didn't, but I think that both he and my mother decided that we were not going to be reared in history all the time.
I see. But
so he obviously spoke, the talk we had the other day with Michael, he obviously discussed some of these with Michael, but I don't ever remember my father talking much about his father.
Was your father an out-and-out nationalist, would you say, Republican-minded man?
My father? He embraced all ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go through the ideas and then decide whether he would keep the ideas, not keep the ideas. I mean, he had a wonderful way of doing that, of kind of dipping into things. Now, I don't know very much about him, probably until he became my father, 1935.
And he got married to Kevin Barry's sister?
Yeah.
Your mother, yeah. And so,
I think because of that, because there was going to be, she had a lot of history, he had a lot of history. And I do remember my mother saying to me once that they decided that they wouldn't talk history, breakfast, dinner and tea.